And it's time for our weekly check-in with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
What's up, Rich? How you doing today?
I'm just happy that you guys got some real sports to report on this week.
Yeah, how about that, man? It's been breaking news after breaking news. We thought the big story this week was going to be tomorrow's draft, but leave it to Rob Gronkowski and Major League Baseball to give us something else to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's start with the Gronkowski story. I guess there are people angry. There are people surprised. I'm not either one because I didn't think, first of all, there was any chance he was coming back to play for the Patriots, but I wasn't sure he was done with the game.
Yeah, you know, I thought perhaps he was done with the game. But, you know, even this time last year when, you know, we knew he was retiring, we thought, all right, once the season started back up and, you know, he wakes up on Sunday, so he'll start missing the game. And that sounds like exactly what happened. And he's gone on record, you know, saying he only wants to play with Tom Brady. Remember the Detroit trade that fell through because Gronk wasn't going to report. And so it's not surprising that, you know, if he did come back, it would be with Tampa Bay where Tom Brady is.
And I look at this as essentially trading a seventh pick to get a fourth pick for the Patriots. That's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, and people have to understand, Gronk was never going to suit up for the Patriots again in my eyes. And so you take an asset that really is not doing anything for you, and you turn it into a fourth-round pick. And so, you know, there's some people that say, you know, the Patriots could have gotten more. You know, like you said, it was an asset that was worth zero to them because Rob Gronkowski wasn't going to play, and they turned it into a fourth-round pick. And so it'll be interesting to see because now the Patriots are stockpiling these picks, what kind of moves they do with these picks here over the next couple of days.
Well, and, of course, anybody who thinks they know what the Patriots will do in the draft, probably just guessing because Bill is always full of surprises. But I guess the question is, should people feel confident that there's a plan, at least, even if we don't know what it is?
Yeah, I think the plan, you know, we may not know what it is, but I think we're all in agreement that the Patriots have to upgrade the talent on their roster. And so, you know, whether it's at wide receiver, you know, linebacker, a quarterback, obviously. And so, to me, this might be, when we look back on it, this might be the most crucial draft for Bill Belichick in New England, obviously since drafting Tom Brady, right?
I mean,
this draft could set the Patriots up for the next 5 or 6 years and what they do. If he strikes out on, you know, a lot of these picks, then that rebuild, you know, goes into, a few more years. But if he hits on some of these high picks and these guys turn into, you know, all-pro level players or, you know, something like that, then, you know, we can look back and say, Bill Belichick, you know, created another contender without Tom Brady around.
Now, there are obviously some needs that they have to address right away and can perhaps do that through the draft. They've got a quarterback. They've got a couple of quarterbacks. But do you think they go prospecting and try to get one more guy just to compete in preseason?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't see them spending a super high draft pick on that guy unless you just don't think Jarrett Stidham is the guy. You know, if you have an inkling that Stidham is going to be your guy, it doesn't make sense to go up there and get a Tua or first round or something like that. And so I do think they'll make a selection at quarterback. It may be a fourth round pick, you know, that they got from Tampa or something like that to create some competition. So I think that's where they're at. I think they do need, you know, some depth at that position. But like I said before, it all depends on their thoughts on Jarrett Stidham and how they feel about him.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. But the other big story today, Major League Baseball wrapped up its investigation of the Red Sox and hammered them. Took down replay coordinator T.J. Watkins. What will the team do?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? I mean, if I'm a Red Sox fan, you know, you got to feel like you got off easily. You know, Alex Cora banned for a year, but not because of what happened in Boston, but because of what went down in Houston. And so, you know, to me, the replay coordinator is coming off as the fall guy for the Red Sox. And that's, you know, you got to feel fortunate, like I said, if you're a Red Sox fan. I think they're getting off lightly with this. And, you know, they caught a break. You know, like I said, I feel like the replay coordinator is the fall guy.
Are they the Red Sox version of the guys who handled the footballs in the Deflategate scandal?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that, you know, and we haven't heard from Yastrzemski and all those guys since then. And my thought is we won't hear from the replay guy as well. So the question now becomes is, do you bring Alex Cora back next year? I think, you know, management was high on Cora. I think, you know, ownership liked Cora. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens going into next year.
Well, I think he does come back. And what'll be interesting is if they can't play a season, Ron Renneke will have an interesting little asterisk in his resume, a year as Red Sox manager, but no games managed.
Yeah, and no games lost, right? A perfect
right.
record, you know, zero losses on your resume. And so, yeah, that'll be interesting. He still gets paid, though, right? So it'll be good work.
And they took the interim part of his title off today, so he is the manager, at least for the time being. We'll see what happens, but no fines, just losing that second pick. And I go back to what I thought at the beginning, which is that Rob Manfred talked to ownership and said, look, here's what needs to happen. Cora needs to go away for a while because of what he did in Houston. You're going to be okay. Just play along and we'll take care of business.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, Major League Baseball doing the Red Sox a favor. And, you know, it's clear that the Red Sox and their infractions didn't compare to what Houston did, obviously. So, you know, it's and it seems like Cora comes out of this, you know, relatively, you know, reputation intact, and especially here in Boston. So you're right. I wouldn't be surprised to see him back on the bench next year.
Hey, have you watched any of the Michael Jordan documentary, Kyle?
I did. I watched the first two episodes. You know, it's always great reliving those years. And you forget just not only how great of a ball player Jordan was, but how much of an icon he was, you know, globally. I mean, this guy, and especially that Bulls team, they were like the Beatles everywhere they went. And so it was great to see some of that old footage and just see how great he was.
And a reminder of the focus, the level of competitiveness. And obviously, to be a pro athlete, you've got to be pretty competitive. But there's a vast difference between the way Jordan approached every possession, not just every game, but every time the ball was on the floor. It wasn't just talent that put him at the level he was at.
Yeah, exactly. It was, you know, the focus, like you talked about, every day, you know, to be the best. You know, no days off, to take, you know, words from Bill Belichick. I mean, this guy brought it every single night, and he wanted to win no matter what it was, whether it was playing cards or golf or obviously on the basketball court.
Celtics are biding their time like everybody else in the NBA right now, but saw the little video clip with Jaylen Brown, encouraged to see that he feels like he's ready to go whenever they come back.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to imagine these players, just like all of us, really, you know, it's we're yearning to get back to whatever is normal life. And it'll be interesting to see because, you know, I've said it before on your show, Rich, the NBA doesn't have to rush this. If games are going to be played in August, so be it, you know. And so, you know, all these people wanting the commissioner, Adam Silver, to make an announcement right now, you know, he could say, you know, in a month, all right, we're going to come back and we're just going to have the playoffs. And I think fans would be happy with that. So there's no reason to make any kind of rash statements right now. Clearly the players are itching to get back. But like we said before, we got to wait and see, you know, when it's safe to do so.
Will we see you tonight on NBC Sports Boston?
Not tonight, not on tonight, but I'm sure tomorrow we're about to drop a new Celtics Talk podcast that we recorded today. So look out for that soon.
Fantastic. Well, Kyle, we thank you as always. Have a great week, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.
You bet. It's Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every Wednesday afternoon here on Downtown.